It's tourney time. It's your Amazing Blue Review update for Wednesday, March the 13th. 3-1-3 day everywhere. And the Michigan basketball team is in a win or go home situation right now, as the Wolverines will need to win the Big Ten tourney to get into the NCAA tournament. First game tonight, Michigan takes on Penn State around 8:30. And the winner of that game will take on Indiana tomorrow night. Both Big Ten tournament games today, Rutgers and Maryland, and then Michigan-Penn State following, are on Peacock. The Michigan basketball team and their signee, Darrell Brooks, wins the 2024 Hal Schram Mr. Basketball Award this week. Brooks is a 6'1 guard out of Grand Rapids Catholic Central. He is averaging 27 points, 8 boards, 5 assists this year. Brooks is the 12th U of M player to win Mr. Basketball in the state of Michigan and the first since Isaiah Livers in 2017. The Michigan hockey team advances in the Big Ten tournament after sweeping Notre Dame in a pair of one-goal games over the weekend. U of M now advances to the single elimination semifinal round this week. As the number 4 seed, Michigan will play at number 3 seed Minnesota Saturday night at 8 o'clock. That game is on the Big Ten Network. The other Big Ten semifinal in hockey features Ohio State at Michigan State. Breaking news today for the Michigan football team. Sherrone Moore has rounded out his coaching staff with the hire today of running backs coach Tony Elford. Elford spent the last 9 years at Ohio State coaching running backs. Tony Elford, Michigan's new running backs coach. And just in time, because the Michigan football spring game date is set for April the 20th at noon. The kickoff is at high noon, 4:20, to see team number 145. And new Michigan defensive coordinator Wink Martindale was on the In the Trenches pod. And Wink comments on the defense that Michigan has been running for the past few years.
In all humility, I'm the OG of this system, so we're going to be just fine. So, you know, we're all excited about it, and it's going to be fun to see with the new crew that we have defensively on the coaching staff. You know, that's why I tell them every year it evolves to everybody on the staff of what we do with this system. So it's all of our system.
There's Wink Martindale with Wink in and Elford now in at running backs coach. And the spring game set, I mean, spring practice is set to kick off in just over a week. Just in time, getting that coaching staff in. Michigan's 30-day transfer window after Jim Harbaugh went to the Chargers closed back on February the 23rd. The transfer portal will be back next month. The spring portal opens from April 15th through April the 30th. Michigan had 9 players enter the portal, most notably safety Keon Saab, who since went to Bama. Meanwhile, U of M gets a safety back. Safety Quinton Johnson announces this week that he will return to Michigan for one more year. Johnson posting that it's, quote, time to win another national championship. National Signing Day back on the first Wednesday of February, and the Wolverines signed 27 players. They stayed at 27 until the Harbaugh transfer portal opened, and then they lost one player, 24 three-star signee Jaden Smith, who ends up at Kentucky. U of M's 24 class sits at 26 players and ranks number 13 overall on Rival.com's team rankings. Michigan has 3 players committed right now to its 25 recruiting class. 4-star tight end Eli Owens, 4-star quarterback Carter Smith, and the local product, 4-star defensive end Bobby Kanka. He is from Howell, Michigan. All 3 commits land on the new Rivals 250 prospect list. Smith ranked number 60 overall, Owens number 211, and Kanka is at 247 in the top 250. U of M has added a pair of players to its roster so far out of the transfer portal. Linebacker Jayshon Barham from Maryland, and the other U of M portal addition so far is Northwestern guard Josh Preeb. Former Michigan running back Tyrone Wheatley will be inducted into the NFL NHS, the National High School Hall of Fame. Wheatley went to high school in Michigan at Dearborn Heights, Robichaud, where he was he excelled at football and track. Free agency in the NFL going on, opened up this week. Former Wolverine Graham Glasgow re-signing with the Lions on a three-year deal. Josh Uche heading back to the Pats on a one-year deal. So is Michael Onwenu. He'll stay with New England. Onwenu gets 3 years from the Pats. John Runyon goes from the Packers to the Giants with a three-year pact. And Brandon Graham re-signs with the Eagles. Mo Hurst heading back to the Browns. Both of those players, Graham and Hurst, get one-year deals. And Michigan baseball walks off Toledo 7-6 yesterday in 12 innings to improve to 2-0 at home. That's the latest on Michigan. Stay tuned for Good Afternoon Michigan Football. Former Wolverine Jim Scarcelli joins the show at the top of the hour. And for the latest on U of M, go to themazeandbluereview.com or sign up at michigan.rivals.com. And as always, on this beautiful Wednesday 313 day, we will see you over on the Den.